So anyway, it's my privilege to be here this evening and also to give a nice talk for you after we do a guided meditation. And the guided meditation we usually do for about 20 minutes, and then the last 5 or 10 minutes we usually let you just carry on and just see what the momentum has given you and see how you can go further in peace without me talking to you. So if you'd like to start by sitting comfortably as you think you can get. Now, once you are comfortable, please close your eyes. With your eyes closed, now's the opportunity to become more comfortable. How do you do that? Sometimes we assume we're in a good meditation position, but with our eyes closed, we've got more space in our brain to be aware of our physical feelings. I'm talking about the sensations in your body. And we start with an area which is not so crucial for comfort, but nevertheless, it's a good place to start with building up some mindfulness and kindness. It's not just being aware, but it's also learning how to relax things. And the best way of relaxing your body is with being kind to it. It's very simple, but highly effective. So first of all, you become aware of your legs. How are your legs positioned right now? And as I'm teaching this, I do it myself. I check my legs. I know the points where sometimes one of my toes gets a bit squashed under the knees. Make sure that's not going to happen, otherwise it gets very sore during the meditation. It's better. So it's okay to adjust, to move, to what they used to call fidgeting. Get all the fidgeting out at the beginning, and then you can be very still in the middle and the end. So once your legs feel content and happy, your knees as well, make sure your knees are comfortable. When I'm relaxing my body, I don't rush this part, even though I've been meditating for almost 50 years now. Still make sure that every part of the body, especially the bottom part of the legs, is comfortable, it's at ease. Because of mindfulness, I know what ease feels like. Wonderful sense, like your body might have been in a bath, hot bath, and it's just so relaxed. Not an ache, not a pain, not a tension anywhere to be found. And that's my legs right now. Then you go to your butt. Now make sure that's well positioned on top of the cushion. Some evenings I sit up here quite quickly and I don't have time to really adjust, but today I've got it pretty good. The butt is well positioned on the cushion. But make sure if you're on a chair or you're on a stool, your bottom is comfortable there. If you want to move it now. Make final adjustments. And then I go up to my back. Those who have heard me teach many times know at this point I love to stretch my back. It makes it feel good. Having stretched it, then I let go. When I let go, the back gets into a very comfortable position. A position which I can maintain for the half an hour of this meditation period, comfortably. So during the meditation, I'm not disturbed by an ache here or a pain there because I didn't put my back in a good position to begin with. But it shows that I'm careful, mindful and kind to my body position. And if you do this every time, you soon become very sensitive and adept at knowing how your body works and knowing how to put it in a position where it can relax to the max. Now I become aware of my shoulders. I single out the shoulders because sometimes they do get tight. And I feel just, it's like zooming in just on the feeling in my shoulders. Right shoulder feels okay tonight, but the left shoulder is a bit tight. So what I usually do is I imagine that those shoulders are bunches of muscles which are being pulled apart. And my job is to imagine the two ends of those muscles, like they're being stretched apart, and learn how to let go. When I do let go, I can feel those muscles easing. They're not being pulled apart so much. I'll do more letting go. With mindfulness, you know you've done it well, because you can feel the sensations change in that area of the body. You'd actually feel it relaxing. Just like lifting your hand and putting it down again. Now you have some sensitivity which gives you control of the tension in your own muscles. You can relieve them. It's one of the great things with mindfulness. It doesn't get you to know what's happening. It gets you to know what the problems are and what the solutions are. Then I go down my arms, past the elbows, past the wrists. You can pause if you have problems in your elbows or wrists. My arms, you know, pretty sort of comfortable. But when I get to my hands, there's so many nerve endings in your hands. There's always a lot of stuff going on there which I can be sensitive to. So in order to find a comfortable position for my hands, I do a simple exercise of just asking, hands, how are you? As if they didn't belong to me. They were independent from me. So I ask them, how can I help? How can I be of service? How can I adjust you, hands, so you're more comfortable? Once my hands feel comfortable, and I go back to my shoulders and my neck. I say the neck because the neck sometimes does have aches and pains. And often it's because my head isn't well balanced on top of it. So I just move the head backwards and forwards until I can find the most comfortable position for my head on top of my neck. That makes my neck feel at ease. And then once my neck is comfortable, move attention to the front of my face. I feel any tightness of muscles around my eyes or my mouth. Because any tightness or tension there usually relates to emotional disturbance inside. If you're angry, you can tell a person's angry by how their muscles are contracted around their eyes and mouth. If they're afraid, it's a different contortion of the face. But I learn how to relax all those muscles. I can feel the muscles around my eyes. I'm aware, mindful of that sensation. And I've learned, first of all by trial and error, I've learned how to relax the muscles around the eyes. So they're really at ease. I'm just relaxing them a bit more. Relax the muscles around my mouth. I can feel them. They too need some loosening. If you do this every time, you soon become very sensitive. You know how to relax everything in your face until your face becomes so at ease. And with that, your emotions relax a lot. You're at peace inside. You're going to get a lot more peaceful, but this is pretty good. And when I'm ready, I become aware of not just parts of my body, but the whole of the body, like joining it all together. And as I'm aware of my whole body, if I notice anything, any part of it which is still under tension, I just go to that one point. If I can't move, I just send it kindness. Just like stroking a person who is very, very sick or afraid. Just giving kindness relaxes things. Until my body feels very at ease. Much more relaxed than when I first came in. And I notice that when I am relaxed physically, there's a delight, a pleasant feeling throughout my whole body. I've learned to notice this and then to cultivate it. Because I've found that when you notice the delight of relaxation, which is generated by mindfulness and kindness, the relaxation goes deeper. When I notice how pleasant it feels to be at ease, the body becomes more at ease. So my body is really relaxed. When it's relaxed enough is a hard word to describe, I can let it go. And the body just doesn't bother me. It's just like you park your car. You make sure everything is turned off, which needs to be turned off. You don't have any valuables in the car, you lock the doors. And when you realize your car is safe, you can walk away from it and come in here and not worry at all about your car. It's like my body. Everything is being relaxed and it's at ease in its right place. Now I can leave it alone and go inside to the emotional world of the mind. And to make it very clear to everybody what I mean by going inside to the mind, just I develop the perception of the peaceometer, like a thermometer, speedometer, peaceometer. How peaceful are you right now inside? And just to make it easy for people, give it a number from 1 to 10. 10 being disturbed, anxious, not very peaceful at all. And 1 being really peaceful. How peaceful are you? Because you're just telling yourself, you can be honest. You're not trying to tell anybody else. People have got their eyes closed anyway. Now you know how peaceful you are. That's a function of your mind, it's a part of your mind. It's what sometimes they call it peace of mind. How peaceful are you? And once you're noticing peace, it's just like noticing any ache or pain, disturbance, tension in your body. Once you notice it, you can relax it and bring it to a state of deep ease. Once you notice your mind, if it's at all disturbed, you soon learn how to make it peaceful, or rather, how to let it be peaceful. One of the things is just to learn how to not be concerned about the past. Put the past down, it's a heavy bag to carry. Some people carry it 24/7. Don't be concerned about the future. It's another bag we carry in. That's even more unproductive. Because you soon realize that now, this moment right here, it's where your future is being made. This moment right here is the only place and time you have to generate a good, healthy, peaceful future. So you bring the attention to this wonderful place called now, the place where your future is made. You deserve to have some peace. So how peaceful are you? Is it growing? The reading on your peaceometer getting closer to one. You know you don't need to think, to argue, to put things into names and concepts. Peace is something you feel. All the naming of it comes afterwards. But the experience of peace gets deeper when the mind is silent. You feel it. And once you start noticing and feeling peace, can you also notice how delightful it feels? Peace of mind is a very happy state. It's got its own flavor of joy, a flavor we call contentment. Yeah, there's many things you have to do in your life, but not now. Now's the time for you to know how to be content, to find peace inside. And notice the joy of peace. If it's something you know is valuable and joyful, it won't disappear. If you take it for granted, before you know it, you'll be thinking about all sorts of stupid stuff. So can you see, feel, know the joy of a quiet, peaceful mind? Let that peace deepen. One way of deepening peace is to look upon peace as like a friend. You can't control something like peace. You can't own it. You befriend it. Like someone you've known. you meet in your meditation times, and you enjoy each other's company, your mindfulness and peace. You don't need to control, to own, to put peace in a cage. Otherwise the peace will be killed. Let the peace be. Wherever it goes, you go with it. Usually at this time, for me anyway, many others as well, you become aware of your breathing. It's only because the breathing is still moving. If you're aware of the breath, just make the breath your friend. See the breath's peace and beauty. Just like you sit on the beach, just watch the waves come up the sand. And then they go back again. This breath bringing oxygen, life, energy, health into your body. And then it moves out again, taking all the waste products. You don't wish those waves to come in faster or slower. You can't control them. They belong to the ocean. The breath comes in, goes out. That belongs to nature too, not to you. So you just observe, be with, and delight in the peace of just being with the breath. I will be quiet now for about 5 or 6 minutes. When I start talking again, it will be a couple of minutes before the end of the meditation. does it feel right now? Inside. How peaceful are you? How freeing does peace feel? How does your body feel? I use this skillful means so the attention can go from within, starting to go to outside, to your body, your frame. And I always loved this point because I thought my body was really relaxed before, and it's even more relaxed now. It really feels healthy and at ease, peace. And that feels very wonderful. So many areas of delight in meditation, joy. It's very close to the end of the meditation now. I'm going to ring the gong 3 times, as usual. But don't open your eyes until the last sound of the gong starts to disappear. That's a signal for the end of the meditation. It's nice to get into the habit at the end of a meditation just to smile. It's like I'm just giving my joy and happiness to you and you to me. Excellent.